If you ever been in Rome, there is a church there called St. Alphonsus. And in St. Alphonsus, that church is run by the Redemptorist, or the CSSR congregation, where the original icon of Our Mother of Perpetual Help, it is housed there. And in that church, behind the altar where the image of the icon of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, above that, the back apse, there's a huge painting of Christ the Redeemer, a resurrected Christ. And just as the biblical accounts suggest, this image of the resurrected Christ bears on himself the wounds of the crucifixion, especially the pierced side. And if you look carefully at the wound at the side in this image, you will notice that the wound at the side of the Redeemer is still bleeding. It's still bleeding. And it is an interesting image, the resurrected Christ with the wounds still bleeding. Because our image of the resurrected Christ is usually one that is depicted as Christ wearing all white and looking very clean. But that image in Rome, the depiction, reveals a wounded Christ, reveals the marks of his suffering in an eternal way. And suffering seems to be the theme that is greatly present in our scripture today. The letter of St. James in our second reading alludes to the suffering of peoples, those who have nothing to wear, nothing to eat. And Jesus in our Gospels tells his disciples that he will suffer greatly. And we know that there is no recipe to solving sufferings or even escaping it. And while there is no recipe to solving suffering, we see that in both of these situations, there are different responses to suffering. In the letter of James, the community of believers are urged to engage those who are suffering by providing for their needs instead of only doing lip service. In our gospel, we see Peter trying to stand in the way of the path of suffering that Jesus declares he must endure. But Jesus rebukes him, telling Peter and his disciples that he must face this suffering in order to rise above it. There is a saying in the Oriental tradition that says, in order to end suffering, you must first recognize that it exists. And while I like that saying, from a Christian perspective, we really need to rewrite it. You see, as Christians, we have never been sent out to end suffering. But we want to end it. And like Peter, we often think that that's what we are supposed to do. We think we must be saviors, like messiahs who vanquished suffering. But in rebuking Peter today, Jesus confirms something about himself, that he is one of us. He, like us, must suffer. And then he showed us more. He rose above his sufferings. Through his painful sufferings of being scourged at the pillar, being crowned with thorns, carrying the heavy cross, of being crucified, salvation is won for us. Redemption is given us. In theology, we call this the redemptive sacrifice. That is why when someone is suffering from something, for example, like a toothache or other ailments or circumstance, you will often hear this phrase, offer it up. And like Christ, who rose above his sufferings, so too we will rise. Rise from the moments of suffering we endure in life. And even more so, rise from the ultimate suffering, even death itself. But truth be told, there is no lack of suffering in our lives and in our world. And we as a church will continue to hear the suffering of people we as a local community will continue to see the effects of addiction, drugs, alcohol, or whatever form. And in our own lives, our bodies will suffer from ailments if we do not already. We suffer the loss of loved ones. And we may be tempted to think we have to somehow solve all these sufferings, especially that of others. Scripture paints a picture of how we are to respond to suffering. Like Christ, we are to enter into it. Enter into our own suffering. Enter into the suffering of others. We face it, not escape from it, as Peter tried to do. But we do not face it alone. We do not face it alone. Christ is always with us. We don't carry our crosses alone. Christ is carrying it with us. And as the letter of James describes, because of our faith, because we are a people of hope, we are called to respond to the sufferings of our brothers and sisters, to respond to the physical, the mental, emotional, spiritual needs of those who suffer, to walk with people, to share in their pain as much as is possible. And we can and should fight to overturn unjust systems. That's why the gospel also calls us to social justice. We can and should work to end systemic suffering such as poverty. And while we do all that, engage in all these activities in volunteerism to reduce or at least alleviate suffering, at the end of the day, we will still see people suffering. But because we are led by faith and shrouded with hope, it should not defeat us. For Christ himself was bruised, he was battered, beaten, crucified, and died. And yet, because he was led by faith and shrouded in hope, it did not defeat him, but instead, he defeated it. And unashamedly, he reveals those wounds to us now. As we surround this table, this Eucharistic sacrifice, the sacrifice at the foot of the cross, we too are invited to share our wounds, to bring our own crosses, to bring our own crosses before this altar of sacrifice. For indeed we are a people of the Paschal mystery, a people that goes through suffering, death, the little deaths that we experience in life, but also the resurrection, a people who are filled with life, filled with hope. Amen.